Asayim v'shivim v'shiva. You have to have 277. In other words, you have to have 100, you have to have 230 for the Tamar of Nehemiah. And Rebbe is hitting on, you have to have another 47. We'll soon see why. So together it's 277. That's how much Rebbe says you have to have. Rashi is Masber, the case we have a Bezdin that doesn't know, one dime does not have Psaq, doesn't know what the Psaq is, so we add on another tour, keep on going, you add on and add on, and you later add on until another 47. So kids, you have to have 47 more people there to be ready to be part of a Bezdin if they're needed. For at the Gemara of Otanya, we learned that Rebbe says, Mosayim Shivim Mishmaino. Rebbe says you have to have 278, not 77, but 78. Merle Kasha, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbanan. One's Rabbi Yehuda, one's the Rabbanan. Depends on how much the Sanhedrin Gedolah was. Was it 70 or 71? How much you could add on? You need another 40, but you need another 47, you need a 48. Tana Rabbanan, we look at the price like this. The Pasuk says, Vesamto Aleyem Sore Alofim Sore Meyos Sore Chamisha Mesera Soros. The Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu, they should place over them a sar, an officer, over 1,000, over 100, over 50, and over 10. Now, since there are 600,000 Yidden then, so sorry, alofim, the officers of 1,000, that was Shesh Meyus, come out to 600. Sorry, Meyus, the officer of 100, came out to be Shesh Alofim, 6,000. Shari Chamishim, the officers of 50, came out to be Shnei Mosrebel of 12,000. Sarei Asarois, like the officers of 10s, came out to be Sheshesh Rebuya, 60,000. Nimta comes out that the Dayone Yisrael, Shivas Riboy, Oshmoyne Salofim Vesheshmois. That the amount of judges that were in Klal Yisrael came out to be 78,000 and 600. So that was the cheshbon again. If you have 600,000 and you have officers of 1,000, so that's 600. 600 officers were for 1,000. And the officers of 100 were 6,000. And the Seder, so we come out, there's the cheshbon of all of them together. Hadron Alecha Dine Mamnis. All right, we're up to the second parak. We'll start this in the next page. Yeah, we'll start again from the second parak. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Dan V'Don Noisai. Kohen Gadol, he could be a Dayan, and if he has to go to court, people could be Dan him. Mayit, he could say this on somebody else, or Midon Noisai, and he could say this against him. And we don't say the swear to be Zayin for him, but rather we say it's okay. Cholitz V'Cholzon Yishtai. The Kohen Gadol could make Chalitza, if let's say his brother dies, and his wife is a Yavama, so he could make Chalitza. And the same thing when the Kohen Gadol himself dies, so his brother can make Chalitza on his wife. And when the Kohen Gadol dies, his brother could be Miyabim, his wife, if they had no children. Aval hu, but the Kohen Gadol himself, Eino Miyabim. If the Kohen Gadol's brother dies, he can't be Miyabim, his wife. Because that's all Isra Seya, the Torah, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amona. He can only marry a Besula. He can't marry an Amona. Mace like Mace, what's going to be if one of his craven were Mace? A Kohen Gadol craven was Mace. Mace like Mace. So the Lacha is, Eina Yaitza Achar Hamita. A Kohen Gadol we know is not allowed to be Metame, even to the seven craven. Not like a regular Kohen that has a heter to be metame to a seven kravim, but a Kohen Gadol is even also to a seven kravim. So, b'shasta levaya, meis lemeis eino yoytzer achra mita. Even b'shasta the levaya outside, we do not let him walk in back of the meis, because we're afraid maybe he'll come to touch the meis. So therefore, even though really walking outside and back of the mace, he doesn't become tamei, it should be okay, but it's exactly though we don't want him to do it, we're afraid maybe he'll come and touch the mace. Aval hein nechosim v'hu nigla. But he has to be behind them. Like when they're in one street, when they go away from that street, then v'hu nigla, then he could appear in that street. After the olam left that street, that nevui, then he could go there. He always has to be behind them. Hey Niglin, when they are seen in one movie,
V'nichse, he can't be in there. He can't be in that Navi. In the same street that the Levi is going by, he can't be there. Now, V'yotzi Moim, in this type of a way, he can go with them at Pesach Shavuot. He can go with them until the Pesach of the Shavuot. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's where Meir holds. In other words, the Levaya, he can't go with the Levaya itself, but he could be a little bit behind them. But the Tanan Rameya holds there's no issa for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to go out up until the Pesach of the Sharir to the Pesach of Yerushalayim. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ein yaitze min HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Pesach says, O min HaMikdash la yaitze. He holds literally the Kohen Gadol cannot leave the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, he can't even go outside to the Levaya. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes is in. Right. Okay, Shu Menachem, when he wants to be Menachem, other people, when somebody else sitting Shivalite, so Shu Menachem Achem, when the Kohen Gadol goes to be Menachem, other people, there are Kolom, Oivrim, Zbezeh Achazeh. The meaning usually is that people walk by one after another. They walk by the other. But over here, by Kohen Gadol, by Mamuna, Mamamtsiya, Beinon, Beinon. The Mamuna, the one appointed to a second of the Kohen Gadol, he stands in between the Kohen Gadol and the Yom. In other words, that he shouldn't be directly next to the rest of the people. Ukeshum is Nachem, Meacherim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol himself is an oven, so other people come to Menachem him. Kolam, Oimrim Loi. The whole nation said to the Kohen Gadol, Ono Kaprasacha. We should be mechapa for you. I mean, whatever has happened to you should be a kapara for us. We should all be mechapa for you. The Kohen Gadol says back to the nation, to the people, tis varcha min hashemayim. If you have a bracha, you should be mevarach min hashemayim. When he's in love with the Kohen Gadol, and the first suit is called the suit of Havra, so kola mesubim aloritz. The whole nation is sitting down on the ground. The room is about a sasal. There are covered. He should be sitting on a stool. He's a little bit higher than the rest of the people. Here's by a Kohen Gadol. Now the Mishnah says, HaMelech, a king, a Melech Yisrael, Loidan v'lodon anoisai. He can't be part of the Bezdin, and we do not paskin against him either. Loimeid, he cannot say edus for somebody else. V'loimeid anoisai, we do not let other people say edus against the Melech. It's not the Kovadik. Loi chaylitz, v'loi choltzim lishtoi. If the melech's brother dies without children, he's not allowed to make chalitz on his brother's wife, tzibizoyin. And when the melech dies, nobody can make chalitz on his wife. Loi miyabim, v'loi miyavim lishtoi. The melech can make yibim on his brother's wife. And what then, when the melech dies, his own brother is not allowed to be miyabim his wife, like we'll see in the Gemara. Nobody's allowed to marry the amon of a melech. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imrotzalach loitzal liyabein zochel atoyv." No, if the king himself wants to make chalitza, the case where his brother died and he left over his wife without children, so if the melech wants to make chalitza for her, he's allowed to. Or if he wants to be miyabim her, he's allowed to. Omru loy, they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, "No, ein shemim loy." Even though the melech wants to, we tell him, "No, you can't do it. It's not for kovadik. To make chalitza, she has to spit at you." It's not the covenant that somebody should spit at the melech. And the klal is the yeinoisan almonosai. When the melech dies, nobody is allowed to marry his wife, his almona, nobody can marry. We have Yudan of Yudah says, noisai hamelech almonosai shamelech. You should know, another king is allowed to marry the almona of the first king. Why? Shekein mitzinu b'david. We find such a thing like this by David HaMelech. Shenosa al menosai shall shol that David HaMelech married the Amon of Shol. Shenem the pasuk says v'yetnu lecho as beis adenecha v'yet nishei adenecha bechekecha. I'll give you the nishei adenecha, mashma that David took the wives of Shol. So you see that a melech is allowed to marry another melech's wife, an Amon he can marry. Now the Gemara's Mazeration, the Mishnah says, what Kohen Gadol, Dan, he could be part of the Bezdin, the more Pshit, of course. Why not? The Gemara says, Don Anoisa Yisrachlei. The Chiddush is, though, that if he does something wrong, we could take him to court, we could take him to a Bezdin. Tomorrow says onami pshit, it's also pshit, why not? Eloi daliman lay, iyohechi dayin. If we can't bring him to din, how could he be a dayin? How could he paskin for us? The pasuk says, v'is kashishu v'kashu. That means like gather together a gathering. And v'yomar ashlokah, ashlokah says, you know what the pasuk means? Kishet atzmachom, v'yachaka kishet acherim. Like first take care of yourself, then you can take care of others. So if there be such a locker that we can't bring you to a din, we can't take care of you, you will not be able to take care of other people. You will not be able to be a dayin for other people. So the Mishnah says that you could be a dayin, pshit is dadin of dan, that we could be done him. So Mar says true, el rather, what's the chiddush of the ratio? El I did the kabbalah the misni melech, since the Mishnah later wants to say that by a king it's different, that loydan, loydan, and loysoi, a melech cannot be a dayin, and we cannot be a dayin to him. Tadanami kohen gadol, that's what the Mishnah says, by kohen gadol, it's not that way. That dan vadonin, he could be a dayin, and we pass it for him. The boy is saying, another terrorist is like this, hokamash, but the Mishnah teaches us like this. Could it tell you like we learned? Kohen gadol, shorah, gets an efesh, b'mezid. If a kohen gadol kills somebody, b'mezid, nerek, we kill him, he gets misa. B'shege gaila. If a kohen gadol kills somebody, b'shege, we put him into golos also. And then it says, v'yoyver alesa v'yaloisase. We'll soon explain what that means. He's over an essay and he's over a loisase. V'areyu kehegit l'chol devorov. He's like a hegit now, l'chol devorov. He's not called a kohen gadol anymore. We'll soon see what this means. He's called a hegit l'chol devorov. Now, b'mezid nerek pshita. L'chor, if a kohen gadol kills somebody, b'mezid, pshit will give him isa. What's the chiddush over here? Tomorrow says, true, I'll tell you, b'shegeg goyle itzrechlei. The chiddush is that if he kills b'shegeg, he goes to golus. That's the chiddush. Tomorrow says, why not? Honani pshita. Like he's a yid, why shouldn't he go to golus? Tomorrow says, yes, here itzrechlei. We need the chiddush that if a kohen gadol kills somebody, b'shegeg, he should go to golus. Because otherwise, salk could die to chamin, I would have thought to say. Hoyu looks here, since we know the pasuk says, v'yoshiv, v'yoshiv bo, ad mois, HaKoyin HaGadol, when somebody goes to Golus, he stays in the city until the Koyin Gadol dies. That's how long the Horig has to stay there. Same, I would have thought this like this. Kol Yisle Takanto V'Chazara Ligli. Anybody excluding the Koyin Gadol. It's possible that when the Koyin Gadol dies, they'll be able to go back home. So if he has a Takanto, it'll be a possibility. They'll eventually go back home. Such a person is into Golus right now. But here, the Kohen Gadol himself, the last letter account of the Chazor, he can never go back home. Because the Shas he killed, he was the Kohen Gadol. So the locker is, like, when can he go out free? Only when he dies. So it comes out, as long as he's alive, he'll always be in the Golus, he'll always be there. So maybe, since there's no way out for him to go free, maybe, lechatchilu, we shouldn't make him go to Golus. Lo ligli. That's the Chiddush, no. Still we say no. Right now you have to go to Golus. Ah, you won't be able to be freed? So what? The Tanakh we learn like this: Ha'horig a kohen gadol.